House of West time.
Sifitres steht Talmud Torah Shokul Kneged Kula Mitzvahs. I'm saying Rimuni, Talmud Torah Kneged Kula. Then the Torah is Shokul Kneged Kula Mitzvahs. Therefore, Hoy Eloi, if a person had in front of him the option of doing a mitzvah or learning, so if that mitzvah can be done by other people, if it's actually also said, Dechirim, you learn, let somebody else do the mitzvah. You shouldn't, and you certainly shouldn't be mafsik, that's even before you start. If you already started learning, you certainly shouldn't be mafsik learning to do a mitzvah. Unless it can't be done by anybody else. And then, when you finish the mitzvah, yachsal lelimudai. You've got a dispensation. Yachsal lelimudai, nothing done in Tzigenan. One of the shaylos, this is a burning shaylos, it's a shaylos which I get to almost everybody, almost every day. In fact, in Kollel and Yeshivas, people come around collecting for tzedakah and mention them. I'm going to be mafsik in your learning to give a sukkah to nish. Yeah, next Asher Kaim Shneim, and these people come and collect and come at the end of Seder, or before the beginning of Seder, and then Nishim Mitten. If you're learning, and the Hatsum Mitten Azach, and somebody disturbs you, that's it, you've finished, you've lost the train, and sometimes you can't get back into it. The minig of collecting what stucker in Paskim state is in Asher Rodotien, after Shemin Esra. Asher Rodotien, so I've noticed that's a little bit. No, please, no collecting until after Chazal Sashat, something like that. So that was the shtet. In Yom HaTshuva, Yeshivat HaLevi, so Zokta Azoi. People come to Kollel Yeshiva, and sit and learn. In Mesiris Niflo, Basmuda Gedela, and Kseida, people come collecting for tzedakah, and interrupt the people are learning. So the Christ mitzvah tzedakah is always a mitzvah. But on the other hand, when they go to each single man for donation, so they lose the smile of learning the Hasmoda whole Seder. Dafisen, let's put an add into this. There's an inyan of learning Ritzufis, Shois Ritzufis, without interruption. So, Grosh Hazach, steht Andere sagen, to learn 5 hours, Rezufer ist, is like a Tannis. Es rechnen wir manchmal Tannis. So, wo ist das, without interruption? Once it's been interrupted, it's not the same. The whole Seder is damaged. So the Shaila is, time to come to the end of Seder. The people are collecting say, the best time is during Seder, because that's when everybody's there. Dr. Rosner Zoy, Shota Shev Salevi, Chayli Kyud, Sim Kuf Nazan, if you want to look it up. Dr. Zoy. So he brings this Ramam, this Shulchan Aruch, I've just now said, in Meshul Asas or Dechei Omanat. So Dr. Svenzich, if there's an emergency situation where money is needed for a burning issue now, whatever it is. And I'd rather push it because it's a mitzvah veres. If you don't, in the achshavei musai. Abba, he says, normally cases of collecting, in Avada, we're talking about situations where it's taken necessary. And even if we pasken that the emes people who learn who haven't got the wherewithal to give taka goes to zachen, of in kol telamos of the chayev, the amaretta chazin glass want to give, they want to be shtat for the mitzvah. Of they can give afterwards, without being disturbed. So why do they have to give now in the middle of a Seder? For whose toiv is that? Not for the Anim. Because you come to them after Seder, they get the same. So it's for the Neuchius, it's for the Befeimlichkeit, for the convenience of the collectors. So Mehechetes Hashem Doche Talmud Torah. What is it then? Because that pshita, that pi halucha, ain't so the rachel say the klal. One is not mechuy to be rachel say at all. Yeah, and in any case, he says that from some of the trachten, whether it's called that you got to do the mitzvah, the people are collecting money for a purpose, whatever it is. They make the money one way or another. They make the money. Might have to work harder, longer hours, whatever it is. Your 50 pence that you're going to give is not going to make much of a difference, and even all of Bnei HaKoyel together, it's not going to make that much difference that's going to be impossible to do the mitzvah without. So he said, I'm a masupak. I'm a masupak. If that's not called actually Iskayim al Deichayim, since they push everybody. So they push everybody. So they have to push more people, other people. So it's not just that push the Zach. So, not going to chapter for the collectors as well. A collector is collecting for whatever it is. I feel an important Indian. Go after Seder. Stand on the door of the Seder on the way into Seder. Aber to be mevatel learning in mitten Seder, it's bittel teuer, but it's bittel also a tzufas. To be able to learn continuously, non-stop, is a gewaltige große Mahle. So that's something which one has to think about. Yes, yeah? Sukkah is Tatsum in Mavis. Torah is also Tatsum in Mavis, yeah? Even more than Sukkah. So one has to be careful. So the collectors also shouldn't go to people in the middle of learning. So it's on the land. Forget. And that's what's written in them after later. Well, Kapolim, that's one Indian which I've possibly talked about. And I'll just show you what's the Shet and Shevet Alevi thing there. Chilas dino shel odom, bitu mechava, al tam betoira. Vachaka chavshal ma'asot. This is Bemis Asher mechava. I'm shifting the Gemara. Chilas dino shel odom, when a person comes from Bezin Shemala after Arich Yisim Roshomim, the first thing he's got to give a din v'cheshem dom is tam betoira. Is that true? Shit, and Sosa and Satav Emunah is the first question. Sosa and Satav Emunah is the first question. Not Tam Torah. So some of the Mepharshim, Emes, Rav and Sosan Satav Yom comes first, but the din, the Schav Oynish part of it, the Oysfi of the din of the Mishpat, is Talmud Torah first. As always, I'm going to chat to this in Chava. Good? Then the Chava says, Lo'ilam yaseh kodem b'toyra, afilo shiloy lishma, shemitoyach shiloy lishma, bo lishma. And we should always be mispallel to be zeicher to learn lishma. What's shiloy lishma? What kind of shiloy lishma are we talking about? We're talking shiloy lishma, so the shach. For instance, if a person learns, everything covered. He wants to get a shishi, he wants to get an evenon, he wants everyone to stand up for him. So he's learning shiloy lishma. But the person learns, I must counter, the person learns so that anybody comes up with that zach, we can chaperon, we can upgrade, that's the place. See, that's not called shiloy lishma. That's not. It's that he shouldn't have been born. So that one should strive to learn lishma. One of the biggest lishmas is to learn that sukkah shema tzadeh v'techilchusah, to be able to clarify for oneself the halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa from that sukkah. Again. Zok the mechaba writer, Sif Chuf Aleph, Ein divrei Torah miskaimim, the divrei Torah don't stay with a person who learns if b'mi she misrape atzmei aleihem. If he learns, if he's misrape, he's not diligent in his learning. V'loi b'loim dim tech idun, and not people who learn while enjoying life. You can enjoy life, have everything you want, and learn oichet. That's what's in shkei. U'mitech achilu ishtia. Ela b'mi shemeim es atzmei aleihem. If a person has sacrificed himself, and learns even when it's difficult, from a tzai gufay tumit, and is constantly not comfortable with his gashmis. When he eats shayla leina usnum alafapav, he doesn't sleep more than he has to. This is Rav Zilman Farshin do. Yeah, well, because shita sapposik mishli ma'at shaynois ma'atnumois. So Shlomo Aruch says, shouldn't sleep ma'at shaynois ma'atnumois. How long do you have to sleep? It's a very individual thing. Yeah, the shaitas, oz.
Shanti oz.
So the Rambam says oz is gematria 8. So 8 hours. Mashuach 8 hours. 8 hours a night. Do we need to sleep 8 hours a night?
No.
Dechal not. Yes, I'm not sure. I think he's bring from the stipend. He says 7 hours is enough. 7 hours is enough. Amos, the Chasson Sefer says 8 hours is correct. That's for two nights. 8 hours.
Oh,
two
nights. 40.
What?
Your nuach li is 40. You sleep 8. You've got enough for 40. Another 40 hours. Together
48 hours. Oh, okay. Same. Yeah. Well, look, the Meister from Havdol, Napoleon. And Napoleon, when he became emperor. He slept 2 hours a night. So. They wanted to tell him, you're not going to last that way. So they told his mother to tell him. So his mother told him. So he said to her, look, if I become emperor, I want to enjoy being an emperor. If I sleep more than 2 hours a night, I'm not enjoying. Those hours are more than 2 hours a night I sleep. I'm not enjoying being an emperor, so I can't sleep. Yeah, I think that's the thing. I'm looked at the Gaon. He slept 2 hours a night. Yes, is it? Yeah. Every person feel mashu. Some people could sleep less. Some people sleep more. One of the biggest problems nowadays is these alarms with the snooze. Yeah. Look at 10 minutes. Shall is how many times you have to read 10 minutes? Yeah. I saw on Rav Hildesheimer, But he never slept up when he woke up. Once he woke up, he got up. It's clearly when, what time? When he got up, what? He got up. What's that? So, yeah, but not everybody can do it. If you know you're going to get up an hour too early, then you're not going to daven properly. You're going to fall asleep and daven, and then your whole day is going to be kaput. I'd rather you should sleep. So each person's got to know himself how much he needs to sleep and how much he can do without. Yeah, we can govern on the side. Now, steht, a person's got to be kaveh itim atoira. Kaveh is a loshen gneva. The kovah is kaveh nofesh. That's a loshen gzeila. You've got to govern a bit of time. Yeah, even 10 minutes ahead, a quarter an hour ahead. So you get up that call, you wake up, you set your alarm for another quarter an hour. If you get up, when it's that quarter an hour, normally it would not make such a difference. 10 minutes, quarter an hour. Well, the Vatican then, a Mishnah, three lines of Gomorrah, Ephesus. Yeah, so one has to, a person has to be honest with himself whether he's taken God's mom to sleep the full 7 hours or 6 hours, 45 minutes, 15 minutes. And you're awake already, in any case. So, shtet oif. Then, do shtet in mechaber, the first mechaber, the first remor, mshukhno, shtet, is gavre kari. The first should be gavre kari, like a lion, should strengthen himself to get up first thing in the morning. No, if you've slept enough, why do you have to discover kari? You slept your fill. The Talmud says, why still you fully haven't? That's the chumstregen to get out of bed. Oh, Russian name wants to get out of bed. And the oishtin. No. So then there's a long remor here. It's hard to go into something long, it won't take too long. Although this is a famous remor, which is a whole big, huge machlokes about whether one is allowed to take support from the tzibur for learning or not. So the master states, I wonder if a person can survive without taking support, because he's got means of supporting himself, is better. It's a lot better. But if he can't, he's got to be able to take. He's got to take support from the tzibur in order to be able to learn. So forget, that's his mitzvah. And by Sandra Zona, even if you're talking about Rosh Hashiva or Bezdin, anywhere like that, is Mashirin Oisoi. They have to support him to the point, not just that he's got enough, it should be called the Oshir. It should be a Gvir. So that's no Isha. That should be Mechavdin properly, so Meganem. So that's a very individual situation. That's, we'll leave it. Mr. Lozner's there, he says. And there are more talks there about learning Kabbalah. I think we'll leave that alone as well. Zuk de mechaber weiter, sich hobes. Bris kuso. Sa bris kuso. That's what you show me. That it's an assurance. She kol haloymed bevis haknesses. Person learns in bevis haknesses. And kol shkin sidim vifoshim in a bevis haknesses. Loy bim herum shakech. He doesn't forget as quickly as somebody who doesn't learn the Bismedrish. Learning the Bismedrish is like a Gavaltiger schooler to be able to remember all that. V'chala yegea v'tamudim v'tzino. A person learns a mitzvah to learn, an arbet to learn, as miyagea v'tzino, not in a public place, machkim. Shenema, he gets wisdom, gets chokhmah. Shenema, they snu him, chokhmah, with people who snu him, the people who are out of the public eye, he gets chokhmah. I state, you mustn't learn on your own. So the pshat is not, you're learning with the chabura. This chabura is not in full view of the Gan Soilom. Nice. Side room, small besmedish, which people can see. V'chol ha-mashmi'a koiloi b'shas talmudei. The person learns loud, is miskayim b'yodei. What he learns will be miskayim. How loud? So we're in a mass in Bnei Brak where I know a bocha, I've learned in Shiva Nacht. You should learn kimat ganze Nacht. Aber gelernt, vakol. At night, you should be going at night, the sound travels further than during the day. So this book of the Vesmadish, an anti-Vesmadish, so the sound wasn't absorbed by anybody else in the Vesmadish, and the neighbors complained, disturbing the sleep. The Chazon Ish Gezuk, they can't complain. Mig Lennon. A Darf Lennon, and Mig Lennon, and Ken Gunzum. Got problems? They put padding around the windows and the doors and make sure that the sound doesn't get out. And you can't complain that he's learning out. Of Hakoyer Belachash, if a person learns quietly, Bimherum Shakech, forget? Bushkech. He'll forget quickly. Send off learning off a call. That's all good morning. Bruria, then the Bruria till this Talmud that if he's going to forget what he learns. If he doesn't learn, off a mitakol. And the nigan and the kol, you do it all loud, that helps you remember as well. So this is Azidah from learning. I'm not going to dwell on each point because it's never a longer time to try and finish. Nochdem zogt Sichu Gimel, mi shiroitze, now this is very interesting, Mechavah. Now you've got to be dark to Loshen here, this is the, Mi shiroitze this case with Kisra Shafira. If a person wants to be Zoycha in the Kesa Torah, Shloshi Ksorim Heim, Kesa Torah, Kesa Kuna, Kesa Malkus, Kesa Shem Tov Eila Gabim, of the Kesa Torah, how you Zoycha in Kesa Torah? Yizoyer, he should be careful, b'chol leilo yisafet, all his nights, the whole year round. Including in summer. And even though state, that the Chayinu bring it, the Pasuk bring it, the state, mishichri ad kumi, kumi, mishichri ad kumi, kumi, mikumi ad shifri, shichri. So that means, from Tisha B'Av, when you say kumi, reinu v'laylo, From Kumi Batisha B'Av, you say Kumi Reina Valailo until Shavuos. Mishikliat Kumi from Shavuos. Mikumi at Shikri. Is Meshichri ad Kumi Shichri, that's right. Meshichri ad Kumi Shichri. From Shavuos, when you say, in the 19th in Gilas Rus, where Boaz said to Rus, Shichri ad Avoika, then Shichri, that's it, Shuk Manacht, because the Gemara says, the Ibri Lelio Elo Lashinsa. The night was created to learn, to sleep. So you immediately got to sleep. Why? Because it's a short summer night. So you got to sleep. If you don't sleep, you won't be able to do anything during the day. Mikumi at Shichri from Tisha B'Av until Shavuos the next year, then Kumi. You've got to sleep. Other, you've got to spend a substantial amount of time at night learning. Mida, you should learn it. So, Zubundum Possum here, even though it's Taka State, that from Tisha B'Av, from Shavuos to Tisha B'Av midsummer, you don't have to learn at night, it doesn't mean not at all. Ephesim is not learning. Ashikta Possum, go Gisaboy, Yeriman Golaila. So every day and every night, that Lennon, Epis, even 10 minutes, 5 minutes, a quarter an hour, even a short of that Lennon, even midsummer. To learn properly, spend a lot of time on it, is Nishma Chuyev in winter. That's the pshat. So that's what he says here, the Mechaber, if a person wants to be Zoycha the Kisra Shel Torah, Yizor B'chol Leilosav, V'lo Ya'aved, he should be careful to learn every night, and he shouldn't lose even one night. B'shino, sleeping. Or bachila, I mean sleeping more than necessary. Bachila, or shtir, or sicha, or eating and drinking and schmoozing. Okay, so him. Elo, b'divrei chochma, b'talmud Torah. Why, zok the Rambam, because ein odom loymeid roiv chochmos sakim b'alayla. The ik is manner when a person learns most of his chochmos at night. Yes, so then the Mechaber said, the Rambam said, taka, a person should start learning at night from Chamisha Sabov. Onwards, and if one doesn't add on more learning at night than till then, is Chalina Yosef. That's a Mishnah and Prekovus. So, Medach Len, Banacht. So it's a Sakona, because not to, Yosef Chalina. Yosef Chalina means he won't survive. The shalah he is, it should be achiv here. Rabbi Chavdan says Amish is chayev to aspire to be zeicher the kisser shel Torah. Person, mi shavitzel liskois be kisser shel Torah, yizor v'chol yosef. And if he doesn't aspire to that, if you look, the first sifi in this siman is also the Rambam. This was also the Rambam. This is also the Rambam. State Kol Ish Yisrael Chayv Talmud Torah. Every Yid is Chayv Talmud Torah. Ben Oni, Ben Oshir, Ben Sholim Bagufay, Ben Bal Yisurim, Ben Bochu, Ben Zokin Gondol, Afilo Oni, Machaz Al Apsochim, Afilo Bal Yishubonim, Chayv Dikvaya Lo Zman La Talmud Torah. Vayelmu Valaylo. That's the Chiv. The Chiv is to be Kaveh Itzim La Torah. Sometime by day and some by night. Shnema V'Gisa Bo Yelmu Valaylo. That's a chiv. This is Misha writes a liskos because of Shatara, is a person who writes a liskos because of Shatara. So it's not a chiv. That means so he's a longer chew in Nigos Moshe wearing this Rambam, this Chavah, that's my Sarah, right? What a chew to a bocha. It's a longer chew, because I like to look at it inside. I can't see it in the state of the. As up Dalton, he says, because otherwise, what's the heter to do and to learn other things? Talk says somebody wanted to become a doctor or do other things. So Moshe Zok, but some, because most people haven't got that capacity to be Zeichan Kishav Torah means to learn Kol HaTorah Kula Be'in. To learn Kol HaTorah Kula, Shalei Be'in, that people are yetzer with Daf Yomi. He says, this idea of learning a blessed day is not a new thing. As a Salom will go in Azoi. Every person of Medrash had a Chevr Shas. And in that Chevr Shas, everybody learned a Chedek. And every year, they make a Tassim. Or they all learned the whole of Shas in a longer time. But he said he got Shvach. He got Shvach to the point that it almost became Bottle. That's when Ramesh Shapiro came along and was mechazikit by introducing this worldwide Daf Hayomi. Yeah? Till then it was each Smedrash had its own. Even the town, one Smedrash Hazoi, one Smedrash Hazoi. And he said, Dafka Talmud Bavli, Talmud Yerushalmi, and we find even Gedol Yerushalmi who didn't learn about Yerushalmi, and some of them didn't have it. So she had. But some of them Talmud Bavli. That's all we're good. So this Indian of learning a blat today has always been, Zishkan Naizach, the chidsh of Meir Shapiro, the Chinuch was, to make it into a worldwide ichud, yeah, from the ganze Chal Yisrael. So, aber, you can't be zech to kiss the Shatari, well, in the Fayemi. Unless you do like Meir Shapiro did in his yeshiva, they spent the whole day on the daf. Yeah, so Grant, a ganze talk, one blat, which is also a lot more than most yeshivas, then, yeah, maybe. Nowadays, I was in Spain, not so long ago, it's to push it. I'm going to rent 30-40 baht a week. This is going normal. And a coil, and she was also going to rent sach mehr than nowadays. To really understand a sugya and understand it in all its aspects and other protein, and to get a complete picture of it. And to understand it and to be able to use it as a basis for passing the Shaila, this is Nishida Aniken. So it's only for somebody who has the capabilities, that's of Dim Shtei Do, as Misha writes in this case with Kisa Shatara, writes in this case. Then Yizor B'Chali Leisov. Of it's not here, but somebody who has a capability, he's got the wherewithal, and he's got the cup for it, and he's got the Kishrenis for it, and that's else. And he doesn't use it, this is a great problem. So Ramosh is up to them, that's a great distinction. He says, Ramosh is up to them, it's a chiv on Klal Yisrael, the Claudius, yeah. It's a chiv on Klal Yisrael to produce some of the Chachomim who are, well, Zeche, the Kisr Shabayah, was then the Kola Teri Kula. How can the whole of Klal Yisrael be part, do that? If they all join together to make sure that there is a possibility for people who have the ability to learn Kol HaTorah Kula properly, be in. As I said to the Rosh Hashanah, it's something to chew up. Nog eens, Chelik Dalet, Yeredei Chelik Dalet, Simen Amadwov. It's kedai to look through it, if you've got time. Else is there, Santa Zach. He talks all about the problems of yes studying, not studying. Then he says a point, Shulangatana, so I looked at a point. And we see it here, I think, everybody sitting here probably is somebody who went to study, yeah, young and 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, went to university, whatever it is. Yeah, and then, nothing. Eventually, they got a panosa, and actually a very good panosa, and actually go on a filling virim. Oh, not from that. From other things. That was from the mission at the end of Kiddushin. People think, if I go and study, and I get a degree, the Rebbe Shem accepts these degrees and gives you a panosa. Just think, you should know, the Rebbe Shem goes by degrees. It should happen. Different kinds of degrees. Not a university degree. Many people tell me. They wasted their time. Went to university, wasted their time. 3 years, 5 years. Push it a little small. There are many people who became Gevirim without knowing anything at all. Yeah, nothing. Go on, just come. Yeah, the famous Meister from the Choshuyot in London now. Couldn't even sign his name. Yeah, go on, one of the biggest multimillionaires in England. Yeah, and such a home garden. Forget, it's only for the Meister. So I'm always interested in the Meister. He came here from, if I heard the story correctly, he came here, basically came and he rented a flat in London, one of these big blocks of flats, and he had a problem, so he went to Santa Maisa. He had a problem, and he went, well, buying a sukkah. He wanted to build a sukkah, and the management, and these management, groups of management, so they're, you know, sometimes not exactly helpful, especially for Hebrew. And he couldn't build a sukkah. He couldn't get permission to build a sukkah. The Master of Panos, they actually applied here to a place here in Manchester for a secretarial job, and they turned it down because they didn't know English well enough. Yeah. So years later, when he became what he became, he couldn't read or write English anything. Look what he became. What would have been if you could have written and read English? Yes, I would have been a secretary in the office often. So what happened was, the manager was appointed by the management committee. Manager saw it, got Kosak Musafish, and he knew what he wanted. He wanted to build a sukkah. He said, look, I heard on the grapevine that the owners of this block of flats wants to sell. A big, very big block of flats. A well-known block of flats in San Francisco. So you put in a bid. I'll help you get the loan from the bank. And you can get at a good price, because they're in a rush to sell, and you can make as many sukkahs as you want. No problem. And Kachava, that was the beginning of his empire, property empire. You know, Bruce, like everybody knows. That's how he started. So he couldn't sign his name, and he couldn't read or write or English or anything. Nothing. Nothing from the grass to give you in England. This is our mistake. You have to think that you need to have a degree as Azach. We can only make it. Then another thing I want to mention, which Moshe in this tshuva stresses again and again and again, maybe four or five times in the tshuva. He says, even if you have to go and study, there's no catch to go and study where there's men and women together. So, look at this call of Nachamul and Nachamul and Nachamul. There's got to be, only you can only go to study where there's men only. Or for women to go to study only if there's women only. That Mazain, I think I mentioned this taka, in this Shia thing, that in Shia in Poland, there's been a minute pusher for the women, made the panosa, brought panosa into the house, no, but didn't work. They didn't work in jobs. They did business. That's much less of a problem than sitting every day in and day out, with a group of men and women. Those are talus. So one has to be careful. One sends one's daughter, one's wife, to go and study or do other things and things like that, well, that's very careful. Not a taruvus of a Moshe Moshe. And Moshe stresses it. You can look at yourself. Lachu, chelik dalad, you're there, simon amud vov. Zuk de mechava weiter. Zuk de mechava weiter. Kol bayis she'ein divrei Torah nishmoyim boy, balaylo eish oichosay. A person wants a good insurance against fire. Yeah, can take out an insurance, but this is a better one. It doesn't cost anything. You want your house to be guarded from fire? Learn Torah at home, off on call, aloud. Yeah, nishmoyim boy. Chavon shulchan aruch. Just agav here on the, we said before, the sif before, that the person that learns in the Samadrash, Levim Hiram Shakech, so he mentions here, we already spoke about this a little bit, he brings here on the side, in Gideon Marshall, he brings the Gemara in Horius, Saf Horius, about the things which cause Shikra, what we call Kosher Shikra, there's more than what did happen. It's quite a few things, but Kosher Shikra, one should be careful of the things of Kosher Shikra, and be nizer to, you can have things which can help a person not just to retain memory, but to regain memory. So the Gemara brings it here, five things. The Gemara says, five things cause a person to forget his learning. A person who eats from what a mouse has eaten, or from what a cat has eaten, or the heart of a behemoth, or an off. And a person washes his feet with one foot on top of the other. And one puts one's clothes under one's head. And put them under your cushion. And three, and the five things which help a person get back his memory. Which take talk a few things. A person eats an egg, a boiled egg without salt. A person's rogel b'yayin, b'somim. There's more things. There's zeisim. Yeah, one shouldn't eat zeisim, olives, which are raw. Shit, the Achayim say, if they're pickled olives like we have nowadays, is a tradition of Akpoda. Others say, that's the Mzuk B'Shem, B'Chaim Kanyevsky, and what's that? But they were always very nizer not to eat any olives at all, and that's when the zeich have good memories. I'm not 100% sure, but as we dachzik. Yeah. And there's a kasha, then the Gemara, there's six things which cause shikra. So one of them, Farshman says, that eating from what a cat ate and from what a mouse ate is one thing. Because the reason why, if you eat from what a cat ate, you forget, is because cats eat mice. So they're shtick mouse. Yeah, so maybe it's all one thing. There's lots of things. If you want to look, there's a, in Reb David, Reb David. Was Rav Machzik Das, Feldman. In his kitzer, he's got the, those who know the kitzer, he brings there at the back a whole kuntus on Koich HaZikoron. So he's got a very interesting kuntus there, which he said he had to be short on it because it was the cost of printing were quite excessive. But it's a very interesting kuntus to read about Koich HaZikoron. Koich HaZikoron. It's much more from the Gemara in Megillah, Dachvov, that it's a Sati D'Shamayim. Look, Mishmaitzer is Sati Mishmaitzer. So one has to be Mispalo to remember. Those are Sati D'Shamayim to remember. To do Chazorah is a good Tzach. Chazorah, I don't know, wastage. I know when I got to head by Rabbi Sechir Neruch in Yishlaim, near there, he said to me, how you could remember? How you could remember? Can't you remember? So I said, no, the Chazorah. He said, how about you got the Chazorah? Shteitzach. Aber von Chazorah was nicht gedenken. It's interesting. Go back to Manchester and answer Shaggs, pass on Shaggs. It's the only way to remember, because you've got to eat it properly. Is that's the only way to remember. So you've got to, in other words, to use what you've learned in practice, that's better than Chazor. Rather Chazor, a Chol HaPochus. But to use what you learned, one of the best ways is to learn with Talmidim. You know, to do what you learn. Teaching. Zukta culture actually lasted by Torah. The person can learn. The Eino Isik. And he doesn't bother. He doesn't do other things. Oy Shekor Vashomer, he's learned. And learned Mikro, a Mishnah. Upirish Lehavli Hoylam. And he gets involved in. Oyem Hazadik Azach. Vinir Talmudai. Uzunochoi. Harizem Michal Kidvar Hashem Bozo. Kidvar Hashem Bozo. Bemis, the state. All the Possum say. There's such a thing also as Bittel Torah Be'echus. There's a Bittel Torah in Echus, in not just Kamus, in Mount, in Echus. That means there are some people who like to learn, yeah, they learn 10 blocks a day, but it's very, very superficial. Just say the words and of the other nicht, versteht die versteht nicht. But it's a superficial kind of learning. That's Bittel Torah Be'echus. It's a Bittel Torah in quality. Yeah, you could learn better. You've got a cop, you understand? Thing is, most people say, come to a cop. Yeah? Nobody's going to admit he's got a good cop. How does she, like, most people won't admit that they've got wealth. Yeah, even it's true that, what's my mind is that? That could have consequences. So, Leuchet, how does she get a cop? Yeah, but then there are tons of video. Yeah, tons of video. I think it's still the tired. Now the tired of the video. Yeah, some more dick as after tons of video. Just in case anybody hasn't heard it, I think the kids that Eliyahu Novi met is Eliyahu. It's not so sure whether tons of video is Eliyahu Novi or something else. But for point, let's assume it's Eliyahu Novi. So Eliyahu Novi met this child, and he met him, right? And he said, "What do you do?" He said, I'm a tired. I'm a fisherman. So. He said, "Do you learn?" He said, "No." He said, "Why not?" So the merchant didn't give him the cop to learn. How much can a cop? Kenish learn. That's a standard answer. Kenish learn. So really, I can do. That's my excuse for being a fisherman and doing nothing else all day and all night. Around Sevach, not fish. But Eliyahu Novi and Zuk, I don't understand. Tell me what you do to catch fish. What do you do? So, well, I plant flax and I harvest it. And when the flax grows, as harvested, I make ropes out of it. From the ropes, I make nets. From the nets, I go and catch the fish. Catch fish any time? No, it's seasons, you've got to know. This is a season for herring, this is a season for wills, this is a season for other fish. Yeah. And the catch fish, mach panosa. Zuktim Eliyahu Novi said, "Azoi." So, how to grow flax, and how to make ropes, and how to make the nets, and how and when to catch a fish, for that the Russian did you say. And so then, I put a gomor nish, a commissioners nish. He immediately burst into tears. This child said, "You're quite right." He admitted it straight away. He didn't try to find an excuse to get out of it. But I looked down and I said, "Go on, about you, should I go on?" But the people learn. A lot of people learn, like, but easy. To make it easy. We'll just learn, you know, just armchair learning. And you sit back and enjoy the maggot cheese. He's done all the hard work. And he transmits you what he learned. Yeah, at least he tries to. Shal is, are you awake for the full hour or not? An hour and a half or three quarters, whatever it is. You halt mit mamash, you verstehst mamash. How many times have you asked the Maggid Shir to explain that you're embarrassed? You're embarrassed to ask, so you don't ask, so you don't know, you never really know. Carry on. I've done the daf. Who's done the daf? The Claudus, the whole Shir together, have done the daf. Each one did a few lines. You know? But this is superficial. So it's superficial. This is great. Achelished. It's not true. Not so true, Amazon. You got a panosa, you got a profession, you got a trade, you're doing something. Where's your cup? You've got the cup for that. Why haven't you got a cup to verstehen, a bissel gemora, a bissel besser, a bissel tiefer? There should be a bittel teurer, the echus. That's fun. Some people like to learn easy things, you know, it's easy. Tanach, yeah, we learn Tanach. Tanach, do you understand Tanach? Very hard to understand Tanach. There's a little sefer kuntras from Rabban Kotter, Zechon Yerucha. How to learn Tanach properly. And how to teach it? Nicht stamm the Welt rein. Just take the psukim as they are. It looks. It's a strange limit. You get an impression that people in Tanakh are all Rachman's son, who is just murderous. Yeah, well, I was initially the going the greatest yid which you can imagine. Yeah, she goes, no, I've learned with Chazal, can't just learn it. Even with Rashi is not enough. You've got to learn with Yalkut, with Rosh and Chazal. It's a good limit. It's a good limit. It's kind of key. Oh, but even with all that, it's still not the same thing as learning Blat Gemara. Let's not call it Blat Gemara. The other sheet in a Kodesh Boko, many a Dafim and a choice. The Rosh Hashanah doesn't count Dafim. Depends how many hours, how much effort you put into your learning. Yeah. And what a person couldn't do, then, if you're on the road, it's like you're reckoned as if you did do it. That's what it means. But without learning. Without learning. There's another meaning of bittle learning, bittle of Torah, is the interruptions in the middle of learning. But then you Chazal say, a person's mafsik in the middle of learning, his Torah also in us is koim koim. His Torah is like ripped pages. Can you read a book where the pages are ripped in half, or in three, or in four parts? You can't use it. It's not usable safer. A person should, as I said before, rutsufim. If you're learning an hour, learn the full hour. 60 minutes per hour. You don't see not Rav, not to us. 60 minutes. But you can't, because you learn at home. And yeah, the wife comes in, and children come in, and the mushul comes out the door. Ten mushul come out the door. How can you learn for a full hour? Even, or for a full 2 hours or 3 hours, you get interrupted the whole time. So Bermus, those are battles, the Elzuk, the Haim, that was learnt in the Haim, lo yodu derochai. We can't the dark out there. The same thing with the Haim is the same thing. So don't learn at home. Learn the Mismedish. That's another time why I don't learn the Mismedish. The Mismedish don't get disturbed. That's how it used to be. In the Bismarck, you didn't get disturbed. Nowadays, you get disturbed more than the Bismarck center. Yeah, because you take the disturbance with you. It's called a mobile. Okay? So, and all these, the whole shame is the Lehoyim, called Bizrayu. So you're taking your Chatchila, your mobile phone, into the Bismarck, or whatever gadgetry you've got, to disturb you. It's not grand. Either leave it at him, that you've got to be very brave. Some people are so addicted to it they can't leave go. It's just Erev Shabbos with his mom and Matzah Shabbos back in the pocket. Switch it off. Every time it's Shalang, I don't know, nobody's disagreed, has proved me wrong. I think every of these gadgets has got this off switch. You can't switch it off. You can switch it off, so switch it off. And you won't hear the call. No, what's the sign? Put some time team. Yeah, to wait 10 minutes, quarter hour, half an hour, 2 hours, whatever it is. It's not pikuach nefesh. Yeah, so doctors, even doctors, are not available so easily, even though it's pikuach nefesh. There's ways and means of sorting out pikuach nefesh. So that's one of the big problems. It's a big, big goal of Teros and Asis coin coin, since such a galette. Yeah, people, yeah, people. The gate Oisei Sholem straight away, hands on the how many calls have I missed? Yeah. So where's your copy the whole time? Yeah, but you know it's not a new problem. That's the ultimate problem. Just showing. Yeah, the B'ditcha Rav once went around. He was merged after davening. He said Shalom Aleichem to Ali Yidden, and he went to Oisei Sholem. Yes, yeah, so just yes, the davening. Your cop was in Leipzig in your business, and your cop was in Berlin in your business. And you finished davening. Let's show him. Shalom Aleichem. Yeah. Come from a long way. That's an ultimate problem. But now it's much worse. So the mobile is a sahara. Again, we're allowing these gadgets to control us instead of us controlling them. That's in one sense, it's an answer massive. A person people get addicted to, they can't help it. They've got to see, they've got to know. Immediate knowledge. Who did I miss? Somebody sent to call me, you run after the Smedish, and you got to answer the phone, you come back to the call, you had the route, if I pass Kedusha, if I pass the Chavisa, half dozen. And you miss out. So these are the big gurumim for Bittel Torah, not as number one, but a lot of other things, a Bittel Tfilah, a Bittel everything. So be in control. Have the strength to leave your mobile at home. Well, which I won't come, but if you're taking with it to shul, switch it off. Switch it off. I think it's a muftach. Anybody switches it off won't do that from it. That's amazing. And you know what? Even if you do lose out from it, so what? So the Mishmur brings, and somebody comes, you're going to shul, and somebody comes up to you with a gewaltiger deal, and you can earn a lot of money, but you turn him away. I was sorry. He's down yet. Yes, get him down. I'm not interested in listening to deals. Okay? I get a big schach for that. So this problem, the etzem shteichon. So this should be mobile in a different way. Of people. About the point. We allow ourselves to be governed by these gadgets. Nishkan Torah, Nishkan Tefillin, Nishkan... whatever it is. So this is our problem. We've got to... That's the one sharing of it. Maybe it's included in the next Sif, Sifcho Bo. Kolom Avatel Esat Torah Me'osha. If a person is Mavatel from learning, because it's really... is our gvir, it's a business. Because this deal, that deal, this business, this property, this matter... is safer to battle with any Chachamim L'Islam. Chachamim has to come to a matzav of being battle Torah even without having the wealth. Chachamim Kaim Sator Moini is safer to Kaim Moisha. Safer to Kaim Moisha. Yes, so Bemis, Zeta Sach, and many people, all their lives are mean. Yeah, they don't have the Oisha, so what's the Shabbat, Zifil Kaim Moisha? The Shabbat, because Ashiris doesn't necessarily mean wealth. So that's Ashiris. Those are MS Ashiris. Look the what time is finished? Finished today? 15, yeah? You sure? Alright, come on, can you go? Look the next Shukla Rabo steht also. When you finish a Masechta, it's a mitzvah to be a simcha and to make a suda. When you cast through this mitzvah, when you learn Saros from Pesukim, from other places, when you finish a mitzvah, to make a simcha. Yeah, so there's a lot of protein on this. They try to go into protein now, it's very, very late. Now, obviously, though, the shalom, whether all Zatim is shtatif or not, the shalom is on what's the sim. What you have to learn to make a sim. Can you learn? If you learn the Seder Mishnayis, okay, that's Muslim. If you learn the whole Seder Mishnayis, you can make a seal. If you learn the whole Masechta, you can make a seal. Yeah, first again, I'm asking with the stipler, as somebody needs a seal on Erev Pesach, and I just grant, I didn't have time to learn. So the stipler said, I'll make a seal for you. It's going to end for him the whole night, a little Erev Pesach, I can end some Masechta's Megillah. Yeah, but the stipler learned Masechta's Megillah, he'd learned it so many times already. So it's a dochi down, so he can't, so it's not just in the flech. But even in the flech, even just light, is also a sin. What about a Masechta Mishnayis? Can you make a sin on a Masechta Mishnayis? Well, they're tumultuach. Yeah, some say yes, some say not. But some say, if you make a sin on a Mishnayis, it's got to be Mishnayis learned with Ian. That means properly, with Bat Snura and Tosis Yontov. If you learn a Masechta, not Gemara, Rashi and Rif, can you make a sim? Rif is the whole Gemara. And if you haven't got Rif, if you learn Chofetz Chaim, yeah, the Likutei Halachos from Chofetz Chaim. But in Bemis, it's worth maybe to mention in this context of this year that, we haven't mentioned already, the Chofetz Chaim schrijft and brings in the Gol Meichet, man zal lernen Rif en Rashi. Lernen Rif en Rashi in Chazon Asach. And the Rashi as well. Because once you've learned Rif and Rashi, and as very interesting, the Rashi and the Rif often is different to the Rashi of the blood, and the Gemara itself. And you learn the Rashi as well, you have then the Mafteach for Gantz Shas, and the Gantz, sorry, Gantz Tur Bistas and Shemoch. All the halachos should negar, bismat never should negar, and that tells us nowadays. So there used to be Chevres Rif. It used to be, if you see the old Gemaras printed before the war, they have the shasos printed separately, and the rishos separate set of sword. You've seen some. You've seen, yeah. So Yidden in a short time got the knowledge in kol ha'torah kulo, which is negev, as well as there. So I find the name. It's the name. Now I said go on the time when machzik kitzelot or chazik kitzelot. Yes, it's an idea. Yeah. If you want to know, if you want to know exactly what's involved, this is 900 blats of rif. Yeah, there's 900 blats of rif. Berg. Exactly, 900 blats of rif. As opposed to how many blats Gemara is in the Shas?
2,700.
Okay. So it's a third. What was it? Third, yeah. So it's much less. You can get through what's in the Gale Mice, you can get through much quicker. Yeah. So Al Kapunim, this is these are the halachas. These are negea. These halachas of siyum and negea. The taka pull erev Pesach. Person's a bechor, and he needs a siyum. Yeah, what? How can he mishtatif the siyum? And what kind of limud? Even he hasn't learnt at all. He's just mishtatif. But others have learnt. He's got to be there when they finish, and he's got to stay there for the to eat there with the people who are eating the suda or melchayim or leikachim or whatever it is for the siyum. But you can't just be there for the siyum and then walk away and go eat at home. It's a little halacha as I was not listening. Was in the gear for Erev Pesach. Aval kaponim daf machna siyum. Just earlier on, where Mo says, also le davar b'sichas chulin. She would be to bomb, v'lei b'sichas chulin. So it doesn't mean you can't speak. You can speak whatever you need to speak for what's necessary. But stam! You must look. Schmissen and all that. Yeah, kill time. It doesn't be fair. This is where's your time? If you have time for that, why don't you never tell him? If you can't learn that, tell him. Why not put him? Yeah, then tell me, I put him nice. Yeah, but this in your bitl Torah, that's a big problem. The Tchidas Dino Shalodom of Talmud Torah, it's a very big problem because we all suffer from that. We're not machshir the time that we can learn it. Every minute. Yeah, the Chosayim of Cheshvan, a person will say 200 words in a minute, so you've got 200 mitzvahs. So for 1 minute, bitl zman, you make a mockery of 200 mitzvahs. Ascha kidzar Hashem bozov. Does it come chavon? So do stop and listen. Al kaponim, that be'erich hu shtei do nesimen. And shtei do, but also a person who learns and has got his cup full of learning, he shouldn't go into places where it's not clean and you can't be maharal in the Torah. Yes, if I may just mention, the first machzor of Dafayomi here in Manchester, where there was a shir, big shir, people learnt it before. It's going some Sinum Sechter Shabbos, it's a shir of Messiah going. As I said, there's something from Shabbos. Yes, strange Gemara. The last shikul Gemara on Sefer Shabbos. It's a murder. It was in the bath on Shabbos. Ula ikle be'Resh Chilusa. Ula came to the Resh Chilusa's house and he saw Rabba Bar Rav Huna was sitting in the bath of water and he was measuring it. So, Amalei said to him, "Eimer dom rabbonam medidas mitzvah. To measure on Shabbos is esa. Only medidas the mitzvah notas. Why? So why are you measuring it? Amalei misasik ba'alma. Ano, I'm just misasik. What's him just misasik? Shnei serich. Not for any necessity. Eloli asuk ba'alma. Just. What do you mean? Just messing around, doing for nothing. So it's a funny story. This. Talking about the Heilige Amora, is just an on Shabbos nachat. She goes to get us at home and to mess around with measuring the bath. The Rosh Hashanah is a kind of rocha. It wasn't for time for nothing. They're good on Amora. They're cop the full Torah. But he went into a bath where he's also the Harav of the Torah. So what could he do? Not the Harav of the Torah. He measured the bath. He kept his mind busy. He kept it off the Torah. Yeah, he started there. Just like Zakharona. Mele, it's in Sassi Balmer, for no tachtis at all, mom's no tachtis. But he had a tachtis, there's no tachtis actually measuring. The tachtis was to take his mind off the Torah while he was in the bath, which was much of him, like, actually, I'm getting it. Yeah, so this is a little shield, there's a little chat in there, she's the one. Say that. So, so, you're the name. Say, yes, Shem, say, I'm hoping, because next year we all meet somewhere in Yishalayim next year, or somewhere in Israel. Or tell me, I know, but say, what's the land? Anybody got any good suggestions? Any suggestions good? Yeah, listen to them next to you. Very welcome.